This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 970. Don't let your English get stale with these overused words.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. There are some words that Americans are overusing in 2018. What are they? And what does that mean for your connections? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
I am feeling refreshed, Michelle, after my Memorial Day weekend trip up to the Finger Lakes and, you know, been outside in nature, and I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go. Ready to go.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've been to the Finger Lakes before. They're really, really nice. And I'm glad. It sounds like you had some good weather.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny, Michelle, how different upstate New York is compared with New York City. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, upstate New York. Because we had rain.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, not just the weather, but just the situation of it's kind of the Rust Belt in some sense, right? It's moving into the Rust Belt. The economy, you know, you look at some of the towns up there, a lot of things are just boarded up, just kind of run down, actually. But there are a couple of really nice, like, centers, like, and one of them is the Finger Lakes that we could recommend our listeners, Michelle, if anybody's up there, to check out the Finger Lakes if you like to be outside.
Yeah, definitely. I know. It is so, you know, because when you hear New York, like if somebody tells you I'm from New York, you're thinking, you know, probably the first thing is New York City, right?
But no.
I mean, New York is huge.
New York is huge. You're right. I bet our listeners don't necessarily like think about that much, right? New York is so big. It took us from Boston to the Finger Lakes. It was actually a 6-hour drive.
Oh, wow.
I could have gotten to Washington, D.C. in that time.
Six hours,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's actually really beautiful. Like, you're driving across the countryside, across the state. You're stopping for ice cream because there's lots of farms. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you had a fun time. I'm really glad.
Yeah, good times.
So I wanted to talk about something that kind of came up in the last couple of weeks. We were talking about words that tend to be overused in the English language. And you were talking about this and you mentioned something about that we should do a follow up, and it really got me thinking, and I was very curious about what are the most overused words in English.
I guess
this would be mostly in American English. But I don't know, maybe it also is in, you know, British English or in, I don't know. So this is, you know, we're going to go through. So I was actually able to find a little article talking about these overused words. And it really is interesting because I think it says a lot about culture.
Yeah, I love that. Okay.
Because,
awesome.
So sorry, were you going to say something?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I wanted to go through just to, we had 17 and we'll leave you guys the link so that you can see it. But we're going to talk about these words today, and it'll be interesting to, you know, get your point of view, Lindsay, and see what you think about if your idea matches up with mine.
Yeah, I love this. I love this topic. I think we are total word nerds over here.
Michelle, oh, yeah. Word nerds. I like that. We should have a t-shirt that says that. Word nerds.
Word nerds at All Ears English. Love it.
That's
all
right, cute.
Very cool. But before we get into it, Michelle, can I actually say thank you real quick to some of our reviewers? Yes. Of course. So guys, if you are listening in the new app, then you are getting a chance to see our cool bonus videos with Michelle in New York City, right? With myself, yes. With me in Boston, and Jessica out in Portland. So don't miss that. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses and download the iOS app. I'm going to say thank you to the people who reviewed us in the app, and they are Nora from Russia. Okay. Laida David from Taiwan. ALMB from Mexico and Penelope from Taiwan. Guys, we love your reviews.
Wow. Oh my God, Michelle. Thank you so much.
I'm going to have to send you these reviews when we get off the phone because they are solid, really solid. Actually, all 5 stars. So that is so cool.
Thank you. We appreciate every star.
Yeah, we love you guys. We want you to review us. Let us know what you think. Ask your question inside your review because we look at these reviews a lot.
Yes. All right. Okay, yes. Cool. Thank you so much. It really means so much to us. So just really know that, like, when you leave a review, it really touches us. It's something very special.
You got it, Michelle. All right. Let's dive into it.
All right. Good. So this is from MSN.com.
Cool.
And again, I guess I'm not really sure that it's focusing specifically on American English. I don't really remember what it said, but it seemed very American to me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay. But we'll definitely give you the link so you can see all of them. So I chose the ones that I thought were the most interesting. Okay. Mm. So the first one is love.
So the word love. So we're saying that the word love,
they are saying is overused.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So interesting. So what else about this? Why is it overused?
We actually have a quote and from that I took from the article. Would you read it for us? Because I thought, like, what can say it better than this actual quote? I love it. Yeah. You just use the word.
What? Sorry. Where's the quote, Michelle? I can't see it in our notes here.
Oh, it says their quote.
Their quote.
Not trying to.
Okay. Okay. It's a long quote. Okay. Here we go, guys. Get ready. Maybe take out your pens and pencils. So there we go. Not trying to be cold hearted, but can we really love as much as we claim to? Ooh, you love that show on Netflix. You love caramel macchiatos. You love rose gold. Love your mom. That's a pretty broad love spectrum. And your mom wishes she didn't have to share so much of your heart with waffles and your new ankle boots.
I love that. I love that too. I just said it again. Come on. Oh my gosh.
Michelle, you should do this all day. Yeah. So that is a bit. The way the author puts this, it does seem like it is a bit overused. It's too broad. Like it covers too many things. So it devalues the meaning.
Right. And I just thought that this was so interesting. I mean, do you say love a lot, Lindsay?
Oh, my gosh. Especially, you know, you're right, Michelle. I think this is cultural because especially in the U.S., we tend to really exaggerate. I mean, Jessica also says on this show she exaggerates all the time, right?
Yeah.
I love Starbucks coffee, right? Or whatever. I love being outside in the summertime. We do that because we want to put emphasis not just on the show, in the show, guys, in our lives. That's a very American trait, I think, to be honest.
I think so, too. That's one of the reasons I chose to talk about this one, because I think it is very American, exaggerated, like, you know, over the top kind of enthusiastic word. And I mean, because when you think about it, to say that you love someone, a person, I mean, like, especially when you're in the beginning of a relationship, before you say, I love you, it's like, so easy for us to say, oh, I love swimming. But like when you think about it so much more when you're like in a romantic situation or something like that.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. So, I mean, are we saying we shouldn't use these words so much, or we should think of other things to say instead? Is that kind of the idea?
I mean, I don't know that I would take it that far because I think this is just kind of an article that's, you know, kind of a funny article and it makes you think about it a little bit. But if you never say you love anything, it's, I mean, it's just the reality that it's in the language, right? So I don't know that I would say, oh, I'm going to be a trailblazer and try and change it. I'm never going to say, you know, like, I don't know. That's how I see it. I don't really see a reason to just not to, to really think about it. It's not the biggest problem in the world. What do you think?
Well, I think that at our listeners' level, this is really interesting because you guys are at the right place where you can start observing overuses in the language. And you guys can be kind of have an interesting eye on that, kind of in the way that a native speaker would, right? A word nerd. and sure, you can throw in some alternatives. That's not what today's episode is about. It's just more about recognizing and knowing that some words are overused and they do lose their meaning when we try to use them to express something genuine, right?
It's, I think it's so true. And, you know, we want to be able to articulate how we feel about something. And I, like I said, I don't think there's a reason to go crazy and say, I'm never saying it, but it's something to take note of.
Yeah. But, you know, I just thought of something, Michelle. It's interesting how in some cases this word is not, it doesn't lose the meaning, because if you say this somewhat like your partner, you say, I love you, that still is very strong, right? That's reserved for special people.
Right.
And so it's not always over. It doesn't necessarily mean it kills the word completely.
That's true. That's true. And people kind of, I don't think people actually get confused like, oh, he said he loves coffee, but he doesn't say he loves me. Like, I don't think anybody would actually get upset about it. It's just kind of a colloquial, you know, word.
Yeah. Guys, if you want to see every word that we say on the show, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You save 50% and you get the transcripts delivered to your email inbox every Monday morning. It's super easy. allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So what's next?
Okay, so on the flip side, the next one is hate. The next word is hate.
Yes.
So this is a very similar idea, right? So I think that hate is a very strong word. And, you know, we tend to be like so extreme in the way that we talk about liking things or not liking things. You know, hate, I think it's easy to say like, oh, I hate this or I hate, I mean, or even sometimes people say they hate a person, which is terrible. But what do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah. No, I think it is overused. I would say especially for kids, right? Kids would be like, you know, you tell your kid, oh, you have to eat your vegetables, but I hate green beans, right? very common. So yeah, I think it's good to notice it and maybe branch out a little bit.
Right. Exactly. Definitely. All right. And what's the next one, Lindsay?
Okay, so the next one, we do use this on the show a fair amount. So we're the first ones that are guilty for sure. So the word is like.
Right. Like. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the article talks about not only like is a filler word, but it also talks about Facebook and, you know, how liking things like, oh, I liked it on Facebook. So it kind of talked about that as well and how it becomes overused in that way.
Oh, that's so interesting how, you know, social media creates a whole new vocabulary for us.
That's right.
It's fascinating.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, talking about, you know, like as a filler word. I mean, I definitely, you know, I remember my uncle would always say, stop saying like. And, you know, it's a very hard habit to get out of.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. I mean, it's something that we need to work on for sure. In general, everyone, English speakers need to work on this. But I'm sure that our listeners in their own world, in their own language, have these filler words, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. You know, what can I say? all right. Okay. The next one is a fun one. It's literally.
Oh, boy. Okay. I think we've talked about this one before, Michelle. You guys could try going back to allearsenglish.com and type in literally into the search bar. You'll get an episode from... Do you have the number? Do you know, Michelle, what the number is of that episode?
I can try and find it right now. So, this word literally... Yeah. What do you think, Lindsay?
So we talked about in that episode how
457.
Yeah, 457. I mean, we
and
talked
also,
about
also we may have talked about it a little bit in 910, but I'm not sure. It came up under that.
Okay.
But,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we did a whole episode on this, but it's true that we do overuse it because we sometimes say something when we mean figuratively, but we say literally. Like a good example. You have a good example here, Michelle.
It's like, I could literally eat 10 hamburgers.
Well, you're like, being figurative. You're not saying literally, but you say literally for some reason. Right. I think what people are trying to do when they say literally, they're trying to say, take me seriously. Listen to me. I'm exaggerating, but I'm serious. But I'm trying to communicate something. You know, that's why people put literally in there because they want to be heard.
Right. And I think it's also just the sense of exaggerating again. I think all of these, like the ones I chose, at least, I think mostly the theme is kind of exaggeration. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think, it's what you said. And I think it's also just like, oh my goodness, like I'm literally the tiredest I've ever been. You know, it's just like a way to make things seem more extreme. But it does, I think, at this point sound a little bit silly.
I agree. I think it sounds silly. I think when it's used that much, we need to think about what is the actual meaning of that word.
Right. Definitely. All right. And we have one more, Lindsay. Let's get through this one. What is it?
Oh, well, we use this one on the show all the time. I bet our listeners could predict it's the word awesome.
I think we just did an episode about this word. It was episode 940. And it was about the workplace, actually.
Okay, yeah, we had someone that asked if it's okay to say that's awesome in the workplace. That was a good question. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, something about, I think it was something with lawyers or something like that, right?
Yep.
I don't remember exactly. I mean, this one kind of reminds me of love and hate. It's like, is everything really awesome, right? But I mean,
in my world, it is.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I like saying this word, and I mean, it seems like a little nitpicky to me to say like you can't say it. I mean, what do you think?
No, well, that's not what we're saying, right? Here, we're just observing like what are the words that are overused, and maybe a bit about why.
Yeah, definitely. So those are the main ones, but definitely guys check out that link. I mean, so, you know, to me, I feel like I mentioned, the theme is kind of exaggerations, right? So exaggerating how you feel about something or exaggerating about how you express yourself or what you do. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think this is about, in some cases, like I said before, what sticks out to me is the idea of wanting to be heard. So you feel like you need to really like make everything very extreme.
Right.
Because you want people to listen to you because our culture is so noisy now. We're all so distracted. Yes. So if I go and I, instead of saying, oh, I kind of like hamburgers. No, I love hamburgers. Let's go have a hamburger.
Right. That is a really good point. Yeah. It's like this need to speak and be heard. I agree.
I think it also comes from our culture as being so marketing focused and so commercial. Mm-hmm. You know, you walk through Times Square, everything is big. Everything is in your face. Buy this, buy that. You know, this brand, that brand. It's like we have to speak louder than everything else.
Right. And I think also like, cause I've heard, you know, I've heard people talk about Americans being like, fake as a stereotype, right? Like very nice, but like fake. And I think that maybe some of these words go into it because, you know, if you hear, oh, I love this, I love this, I love this, maybe it seems a little bit ridiculous, you know, like, come on, you can't love everything.
Right. That's so interesting. Yeah, this definitely goes into culture for sure. This is deeper than just language here. We could probably talk about this for 10 episodes. We could research it. We could go deep with it. But today we're just getting kind of just a hint of it.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, maybe, you know, everything seems so extreme and, you know, it could be a linguistic thing for sure. And, you know, but guys, go check out that list, read more, see if you agree. And, you know, I'd be also curious if this is similar for British English or Australian, right? I'm not really sure. And think about, are there overused words in your language? And what does it say about your culture? You know, kind of, you know, do some self-reflection on that. I think that's so interesting.
Oh, yeah, this is great. This is great.
Awesome. All right, Lindsay, so what's the takeaway for today?
Well, guys, our language says a lot about who we are as people and a culture, right? I mean, that's why we talk about language all the time on this show. It's fascinating to us. We can learn a lot about the culture, right? So, you know, we want to vary our language so that these words don't start to feel stale. Yeah. You know, so this is the idea today, is build awareness for that. And also to bring you guys to this next level. I mean, when you start observing the language on this level, we want to push you in that direction, but you're going to have this like more umbrella perspective of the language. Is going to make you feel in charge. You know, it's going to add that new element of competence, guys, for you.
Right. I love it. Yeah. So, you know, these words, you know, they are overused for a reason. So you're going to hear them. You're going to use them. Like, you don't have to be shy away from it, but you definitely want to be able to vary up what you say and to really mean what you say as well.
And the other cool thing, just a last point, Michelle, is that now that we've done this episode, our listeners can participate in conversations commenting on this topic, right? Because this is actually a topic that I feel like Americans might talk about at a bar. Oh, I read this article, like, you know, in MSN, and it said that we're using the word hate or liked so much or awesome. And then Americans, they would have their perspective on that, and you could give your perspective. So this is going to get you guys in the conversation in a way that may... in a way that's very next level. So I love that.
Right. Yeah, I love it too.
I love it.
Definitely bring this up and let us know how it goes if you're able to connect to people through this article.
But we actually do love it, guys.
We love it. We love you. We love everything.
All right, Michelle, this has been fun. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Lindsay, have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.